We're in Simon Tav Kuf Beis, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Ein somchen etzak kedei revelos hadelos bevikas." You're not allowed to use a piece of wood in order to lean a pot or a door on it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because wood is specifically meant for burning and not for anything else. And therefore, even if you have a dry one or something like that, so you're not allowed to move it, letzorech, for any other reason, because it's included in the muksa, since it is meant specifically for burning. Aval mutar litzol's bow. The Ramah says you're allowed to use a piece of wood if you want to stick the piece of wood into a piece of meat, to roast a piece of meat, that would be okay. And for sure, even if this piece of wood wouldn't be good enough to use to burn, you can throw it into another pile of wood or something like that to burn. That would for sure be okay. Sif Dalad. If we are allowed to use new pots on Yom Tov, what's going on here? The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who prohibit using new pots on Yom Tov because the first time you use a new pot, it strengthens the pot. As before cooking, the water is more recognizable from the outside when it's in the pot for the first time. So therefore, when you use the pot the first time, there's a sort of tikkun mana because you're improving the pot that first time. But the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says that our pots are already complete and we don't improve the pots when we use them. There must be a minhag, and this is the minhag. Sorry, the Ramah says the Yesh Ostrim. The Ramah prohibits the Chayna Minag Imlai Deyadchak, and this is a minag unless you're really stuck and you have no other pots to cook with, so then you'd be allowed to use it for the first time, but in general we don't do it. And therefore, the minag is that when you buy a pot to use for Pesach, we always cook in it before Pesach at least once, just to ensure that we are not going to use a pot for the first time on Yom Tov. Siman Tov Kuf Gimel. Shelo lachem Yom Tov v'chaveiro. So if I have aser lefos o levasho o lishcho b'Yom Tov l'tzorech machar afilu hu Shabbos o Yom Tov afilu v'shnei yamim shara shoshana. You're not allowed to bake or cook or shecht on Yom Tov Rishon for the next day, even if the next day is Shabbos, next day is Yom Tov, whatever it is, you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for the next day. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is even something which is not a malacha, that it's only a slight tircha that's also going to be prohibited to do to prepare for after Yontif, like washing pots or plates or bringing wine, something like that. You have wine in the basement and you want to bring the wine upstairs to use for Kiddush, so you wouldn't be allowed to go downstairs on the first day of Yontif in order to bring up wine to use for the second day of Yontif. That would not be allowed. The Shaar Tzion quotes the Chayei Adam, who says that it's mutter b'shas adchak if it's just a tircha, but you should try and do it earlier on in the day. So if it's late in the day on Yom Tov Rishon, going into Yom Tov Sheni, so then you shouldn't do something that is only a tircha, like go downstairs to get the wine. But if it's early in the day, it's you just finished lunch, it's 2 o'clock, you want to go downstairs to get the wine for the second day of Yontif, so that would be okay because it's not muchach that you're doing it for the next day, because you could be doing it for this day. So that is the opinion the Shaar Tzion brings down this Chayei Adam. And therefore, Rav Yashiv says that the Makom Metzorech, you could rely on this Chayei Adam, that if you want to bring from the first day to the second day, that would be okay. So you can't prepare from one day to the next. The Shaar Tzion discusses what if you're preparing from the first day of Yontif for the seventh day of Yontif, would that be okay? He says it seems like it really would be okay, but then he says that it's not actually so pasha. But what if you want to fold your talis on Yom Tov? And Shabbos is the next day, so you want to fold your talis on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So earlier, the Elia Rabbah said that you're not allowed unless you made an Erev Tavshilim, but Rabbi Akiva Eger holds its mutter because the Kedusha of Shabbos is more stringent than the Kedusha of Yom Tov, and you're allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos for something which is not a malacha, but only a tircha. So this is a machloka, something which is only a tircha, which we say you can't do even on Yom Tov for Chol, but what about from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So it could be, it's okay. What if you want to set up candles on Yom Tov Rishon in order to light them on Yom Tov Sheni at night? So that's a tircha letzorech Yom Acher, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not okay. Even to set the table on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, the Matei Ephraim says, it's aser, even though there's no malacha involved. To take out food from the freezer on Yom Tov, so that you'll be able to, it'll defrost and you'll be able to eat it at night, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, aser, because of hachana, just like you can't wash the pots or the plates for that night. Rabbi Yashav says this as well, that you're not allowed to defrost any food on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, unless there's a way that you'll actually be benefiting from it on Yom Tov Sheni itself.